The next day in the morning, we left for Milan and arrived 48 hours later. It was a bad trip. We were sidetracked for a long time this side of Mestre, and children came and peeked in. I got a little boy to go for a bottle of cognac, but he came back and said he could only get grappa. I told him to get it, and when it came, I gave him the change, and the man beside me and I got drunk and slept until past Vicenza, where I woke up and was very sick on the floor. It did not matter because the man on that side had been sick on the floor several times before. Afterward, I thought I could not stand the thirst, and in the yards outside of Verona, I called to a soldier who was walking up and down beside the train, and he got me a drink of water. I woke Giorgetti, the other boy who was drunk, and offered him some water. He said to pour it on his shoulder and went back to sleep. The soldier would not take the penny I offered him and bought me a pulpy orange. I sucked on that and spit out the pith and watched the soldier pass up and down past a freight car outside, and after a while the train gave a jerk and started.